Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Just breathe in that. It's too warm for October air.
It's so weird. Right?
Yes,
it's
totally.
It's so weird. I'm waiting.
I do enjoy. I mean, it's been cool, right? It's 57.
Yeah.
We keep the bedroom window open. It's nice and cool in the base. The dog gets cold, so that makes us feel like, you know, it's cool enough. Dog is our barometer, I guess.
The dog is the barometer.
Yeah. If the dog's shivering, we're perfect.
I'm just worried. Like, there's some leaves falling, but isn't it like usually the second week in October is peak leaf season? And we are not there.
At this point, there's usually a map.
Yes.
That's put out. I haven't seen one yet.
For the leaf peepers.
Yes. The color phases
peeping.
For you peeps.
Yes.
Peepers. I will say last night, North Liberty, I don't remember the name of the Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
It was good. We're at Patio Margs. $4 Margs, dollar tacos.
Hey.
Hey. But what? I'm celebrating that.
Good.
But I'm looking at a tree.
Okay, there it is.
I'm getting there. This is a very long path. I know we're talking about fall.
Get to it.
Oh, now I don't want to.
Forget. Happy fall, y'all.
No, it's just the sun's going down, right? So I feel like North Liberty South is having more fall than Cedar Rapids is.
So you notice more of a change in the leaves?
A little bit.
Okay. Hmm.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem like my trees are quite there.
My backyard, everything's still green.
Really?
As far as my trees, yeah.
They're starting to turn a little bit, but I swear to you, I think, you know, October, it's like, okay, we got to go on a road trip because I want to see all the changing colors. And it's just not.
Doesn't fit.
No.
Doesn't feel right.
So are the leaves all just going to change at the same time now? Because usually it's like.
Another thing is also happening with, and we've noticed this here the last 2 days. We have a lot of bird activity right now in the front yard.
Yes.
I think they're confused.
Should they be here still?
I don't know. When you pack up and go south.
It's getting kind of awkward. It's like the long goodbye, right?
It's like, get out, Uncle Tom.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Come on, Aunt Phyllis.
Let's go.
I thought you were leaving yesterday.
Huh?
No?
No.
No? Okay.
Don't you have to get going? Didn't you say you had something coming up?
I thought you had a doctor's appointment next week.
Okay, weird.
On your big drive to Florida. Yeah, I don't know. Something's just a little off in the nature column.
Birds are hanging out.
Yeah.
Leaves are hanging out. Let's just, I guess, hang on to summer a little
Friday
bit longer.
Friday's been bumped up to a 92.
Get out of here. What?
Yeah. Tuesday. Wait till Tuesday. 76 will be the
next
high.
Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. We have 80s or 90s between now and next Monday.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Just lovely. Ah, man.
If this was a stretch in like late May, early June, we'd love it.
Right.
Because it's not too hot and it's a little cool in the evening time, but no.
But I just kind of want the fall feels and I'm just not feeling it, man.
Not yet. No, it doesn't feel like it.
Not yet. And USA number one.
In?
Well.
Oh, no.
Not a good one. When it comes to most likely to be targeted by scammers, USA number one, baby.
Every day I read a story about don't fall for.
No.
So it's kind of on us to just
but is it
fall
that,
for.
Is it on us or is it we are getting more?
Well, if we're susceptible, then we would attract more. That's
the
my
average
concept.
Person gets 25 of these iffy messages a week.
Give me an example of an iffy message. Do you have one?
Oh, like your
Well, what
your
I'm getting
toll,
right now is either
tolls.
I need to pay tolls, taxes, or a business loan in my name is ready to go.
Yes. I've had a call that like, this is the police.
Right.
And we are investigating. Like, what? What? And you have to come forward
so
and
So we
pay
are
us.
Averaging 25 of those a week?
Yeah.
And that's more than any other country?
I don't know if it's it's about 9 calls, 9 emails, 7 spammy text messages.
Yeah.
If you add it all up, it's a lot.
That math makes sense.
And they polled people in different countries, and on average, Americans are targeted more often than people
I'm
in other countries.
I'm telling you, we're fat, dumb, and lazy, man. We sit on our couches, we're on our phones.
You know who might fall for this? An American. Aw, fat, dumb, and lazy.
We're fat, dumb, and lazy.
Aww.
When it comes to your phone, I'll click it. Ooh, I wonder what that is.
Or do they just think that there's more, like, general wealth?
now. No, they think no, they think we are more gullible. That has to be it.
I
know you don't want to hear that.
They think we're stupid.
But why does it keep attacking? Then why keep coming at us, right?
Because it keeps working.
Because it keeps working.
Because sometimes it works.
If we put up some sort of electronic defense system, that would help, but we don't have that.
Mm.
So somewhere in Clarion, Iowa, somebody just went, uh-oh, my Iowa tolls are unpaid and pays. You don't have tolls in Iowa, right? It's just because of that.
They got us again.
They keep getting us, man. And we keep falling for it. That's the problem.
We don't want to fall, but we do.
We do.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Sometimes I just walk in and the noggin's blank. I didn't really have anything.
There's nothing on my mind.
Nothing of urgent nature to share. Until you just told me that Americans are more susceptible than any other country and get attacked more in scamming.
Yeah.
And it actually reminded me of something I saw on my phone pretty much within the first couple minutes I woke up.
Uh-oh.
It's the old shower coffee, then you kind of browse a little bit, right, as the dog's eating his
food. Shower coffee browse.
You know how it goes.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, and now I'm starting to figure out the connection, claims her friends were robbed by pirates and had set up a GoFundMe.
What?
And when I just read those words, I'm like, block.
Robbed by pirates?
Robbed by pirates and had to set up a GoFundMe.
Was this on the open seas?
I didn't even consider where and when because it sounded like a big basket of hooey.
Well, there are pirates.
See, you're falling for it.
No.
My instant reaction is, pirates.
What?
In this day and age, it's 2025.
Yes. Remember the Tom Hanks movie?
Yeah. But yeah. That is they're not sea captains of a container ship.
Mm-hmm.
What's your point?
I think I made it. Pirates are real.
I know there are pirate groups like Somalian pirates.
Yes.
I'm aware of that. I don't think her friends were in Somalia.
Well,
it sounded like they were just on a casual beach vacation.
You don't know. Maybe they were Pirates of the Res. You don't know.
Wait, the Coraville Res has pirates?
I'm just saying they could.
Tell me more, Johnny Depp. What are you, Jack Bald Eagle of the Coraville Res?
Jack Bald Eagle. I don't know. I want to believe her.
This is why we're getting attacked by scammers.
No, it's because I want to help.
You have too soft of a heart.
So what'd you do? Did you report your
friend?
No,
I just went, 30-day snooze. I don't want to see any of your posts for 30 days. I don't want to hear about your pirate friends. You're on your own.
I do.
It seems so scammy. The first four words, I'm like, get off my feed.
Really?
Yes.
I think it sounds like tea, and I want to...
What's happening? Where are they holding them?
Yes, I have so many follow-up questions, but you didn't finish reading the rest of the article.
What if you said parlay? Then do they have to grant you something?
Yes,
I don't know how it works.
Rules.
That is pirate rules. Yeah. Is there a plank?
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, I did. And now that I don't even remember who it is. And now that she's in Facebook jail for 30 days, it's not like I can bring her back up.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I basically have pirated her.
You.
I put her in the clink.
The pirate was you the whole time.
I didn't consider that. Oh, maybe it was a metaphor for life.
You should have kept reading. Maybe it was all a metaphor.
It seems so scammy.
Oh, but she was asking for money.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've set up a GoFundMe for my friends.
Who have been pirated?
Who've been, I believe, robbed by pirates was the phrase. Yarg. What?
That is weird.
Thank you. Thank you for coming around.
You just stop at robbed.
I am the captain now.
Yeah. Pirates?
Doesn't seem right.
No, it doesn't. We have a routine at my house after school. My kids are exhausted.
Just every day, is it the same?
You don't even know. Unless there's something like right after school, like I kind of get it if it's an activity day. But yesterday, Cora came home and she was just double exhausted. We pulled up and the kids down the street are like, hey, you want to come over and play? And like, let's go. And usually she would run out the car and, you know, not think twice.
See you, Mom.
She was like, no, I can't. I gotta rest. I gotta relax. She had a field trip.
How old is she?
She's 9.
I don't know when I was 9 if I understood the word relax.
I gotta relax. I just,
I'm really tired. I had a field trip today, so
you know how that goes.
Yes.
But they were outside for most of the day. They had hiking and
oh, fun.
Yeah, outside at Wickiup Hill. There's lots to explore and lots of nature, and a tortoise sat on her foot.
We have wild tortoises.
Apparently.
That's awesome.
I think she said a tortoise or a turtle, something like that.
Either one.
Either way.
That's cool.
It came up and it sat on her foot. Fun. So she had a big day. She was very active. And so she got home and she kind of like did that thing where she slouched to these armchairs and she sits in the armchairs, but she's not sitting in it with her legs where they're supposed to
no,
be.
No, her legs are over one arm.
Yes.
And her shoulders on the other arm.
Yeah, her back is on the arm
yeah.
and then her legs are draped over and I'm trying to ask her questions like, tell me more about this turtle and give me the whole story about your adventures. And as she's kind of like relaxing there and telling me stuff, she's like, oh yeah, and we're supposed to check for ticks. I'm like, really? Like, that's a big concern because you're sprawled out on my living room furniture right now. And if you have ticks on you, we gotta check. I'd really like to check you before you sit all over my furniture. So now I'm just like itchy thinking about. Ugh.
Did you just douse her in lime?
This'll take care of
Get
it.
Get the steel comb.
No, but I'm like, go shower. Ew. Stop laying on everything.
Ugh. Are you tick free?
We're tick free.
Good.
We are tick free.
Okay. Very quick follow up. If the tick had lodged itself into the scalp, how do you get it out? What was your go-to back when you were a kid?
Tweezers.
Match. No. My mom would light a match.
Yeah, you kill it after. You don't burn it while it's
no,
on your person.
I think the flame is out. God, I hope it was. But the heat of the match would force it to release.
Make it release.
And then you would take a Kleenex.
But
that's Washington County way.
The heat of the match would also burn your hair.
You know what? That's why I don't have any hair.
You're fine.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Ian Roberts, the superintendent of Des Moines Public Schools, officially now has resigned. While challenging his deportation after being detained by immigration authorities. Robert says he submitted that resignation yesterday to avoid causing a distraction for the school district. His lawyer cautioned that the case is very complex and this will continue to take time to investigate.
I saw a letter from a Texas attorney who said that it had been resolved, that he received. It's interesting.
So it's just very confusing.
Yeah.
Here's what I don't get, and I think a lot of people are just asking this question. If in 2024... a judge said, nope, you got to go.
It should have been very clear.
It doesn't, that has to live at a courthouse logbook somewhere,
mm-hmm.
right? And then then it gets mired in like the legal stuff of, well, if you can debate that, right? If you could go back and say, well, I want to fight that challenge. I'm missing the word, but
right.
you see what I'm saying.
Yes.
Then how long of window do you have while it's back in the court system, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm getting very confused by this. And again, multiple background checks, and nothing came up. So just as confusing. Nubo City Market has appointed Swilson.
Scott Wilson?
R. Swilson.
Swilson.
Scott Wilson, former general manager of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, is now the executive director of Nubo City Market. Wilson comes in as the market is launching plans for a major expansion so that capital campaign is close to being done, but the plans are ready to go. They are going to start moving some dirt, so to speak. They're basically adding a second level without building on the building. The building's
right.
tall enough for kind of this loge area. There's going to be a new grocery store where that kitchen is on the lower level, which will have a outdoor entrance, some more booth spaces, performance spaces as well. So he's coming in at a very exciting time. So congratulations.
Yay,
Swilson. To your pal and mine, Swilson, on that new position. Listener submitted feeling all right. Newton High School.
Newton High School.
I think it's the Newton Cardinals. Is among 25 finalists in a nationwide contest to win $1 million upgrade to their football stadium. Now, before I go any further, picture your old high school football stadium and now put $1 million of renovation into it. How cool would that be?
Yeah.
Yeah. out of the 2,100 schools that entered the competition, Newton is the only school in Iowa in the top 25. Because they're a finalist, they're already in for $25,000, but they want the mill.
Yeah, you do.
This is T-Mobile's Friday Night 5G Lights program. That's cool. Where this is coming from. So the winner has to get the most votes. And so this is a nationwide competition. You can vote once per day, every day between now and October 24th. The easiest way to get there, because that's a long URL, search T-Mobile Stadium Vote. As of this morning, they are just shy of 23,000 and at number 11. Oh, so they are top 15.
We can do better than that.
Well, number one has 68,000. So we can move the needle a little bit here. That Des Moines area has got to push for Newton, right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's where the peoples are.
Yep.
Although we are the second largest city in the state of Iowa.
So let's support them.
So let's get that $1 million in Newton. Grand prize winner will be announced on October 30th. Cast a vote, T-Mobile Stadium Vote. Try to get Newton that $1 million upgrade for their high school. That story has us feeling all right.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Well, I'm sure you've heard the words cash call probably since this past weekend.
Yeah, and if you've been wondering about it, well, let us explain what the Morning Scramble cash call is all about.
It's a very simple contest where we, the Morning Scramble, call you, the Scrambillion audience, and Z102.9 fans, at a set time, Monday through Friday. As long as you answer the phone and we have a quick conversation, you win $102.90. That's it. Guaranteed cash winner every single morning, and we're going to start this on Monday.
Yes. You got to answer your phone, though. No screening. You want to take this call 8:20 a.m. each and every morning. We're going to be calling, so be ready.
You want practice?
Ready.
Do you want to be the recipient or the caller?
I want to be the recipient. Are you kidding?
Okay.
Hello?
Oh.
Hey, wait. Hang on, I didn't hit go. Hello? Hello? Is anybody there?
Hey, Claire, it's the Morning Scramble from Z102.9.
The what?
The Morning Scramble. You just won $102.90.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
This is great.
That's perfect.
That's basically how it's going to go down. Each and every morning, there is going to be a winner.
Now, I bet you have a question, and it's a great question. How do we get your phone number?
Yeah, that is a good question. Glad you asked, friends. If you want to make sure that we've got your phone number, you need to go through the Z102.9 app.
Yeah, you will see a little sign that says cash call. You click on that, and it's a very simple registration. Fill that out, and then starting Monday, that's just going to give us lists and lists of names and phone numbers, and that's how the cash call takes off.
Exactly. So make sure that you download the free Z102.9 app. It's available for Android and iPhone. Download that, become a ZIP member, and we'll have all of your information.
Yep, and then we'll be giving out cash starting Monday morning with the Morning Scramble at 8:20.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
There was this huge comedy festival hosted in Saudi Arabia, and the Saudi Arabians did a lot to convince American comedians to come on over. We'll pay you handsomely.
How about now?
How about this number?
I added another zero.
Huh? A lot of numbers got folded and slid across the table.
This reminds me, didn't Beyonce get booked to play a royal family's wedding party or something?
Sometimes the cash is just so much. It's like, how could I not, right? But the Saudi Arabians don't always play by the democracy rules. A lot of times don't. However, many, many comedians did go over there, and Bill Burr was one of them. He played that festival over the weekend, and he thinks that it's going to lead to a lot of positive things.
Just by him doing comedy?
Yeah. He said that it kind of opened his eyes. He thought the people were awesome. You could tell they really wanted to see some high-level stand-up, and they were a lot more like us than he expected. He said, you know, I kind of went over there thinking everybody's going to be screaming death to America, but they're like whirling machetes around.
I think that's the difference between a country and a region, right? You just paint with a broad brush because it's in a different part of the world.
Right, and this is in a developed...
Saudi Arabia is one of the richest countries in the world.
Exactly. He's like, I thought this place was going to be real tense, but then he's like, is that a Starbucks next to a Pizza Hut, next to a Burger King, next to a McDonald's? They got a Chili's over here! And he just got...
Wait, you just listed everything at Westdale.
I know. Well, then you should come to Cedar Rapids, Bill. If that's all it takes to get you excited.
You just want domesticated things you recognize, Bill Burr.
And get this, for censorship, they only had a couple requests. You can't make any jokes about the royals or about their religion. So it just with a little bit of censorship, it's fine.
That one's not great.
I don't know, Bill. I don't know.
I see what he's trying to say.
Yes, yes. But it was a good experience for
you. It's also challenging when they release movies in China, right?
Right.
There are different edits of movies
and
that we see.
And maybe change it just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, at first yesterday, it looked like there was really no drama with the big, although shocking, announcement that Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban were going their separate ways after 19 years of marriage. Nicole Kidman officially filed for divorce yesterday, and according to their inner circle, apparently Keith Urban has already moved on. He's involved with a new woman.
What?
All signs point to the fact that Keith is with another woman. Let's just say Nicole doesn't dispute it, and she is still shocked over it. But the talk is all over Nashville.
And that's a small, big town.
It is.
Right?
It really is. Now, the sources can't pinpoint the exact moment of timing. They did separate in June and went their separate ways. He went off on his tour. She was working, taking care of the kids. So it could have happened, you know, while they were separated this summer, that he picked up with somebody else.
But could have happened in May.
Well, it could have happened in May.
Or April.
Yeah. Not sure if that is the reason for the split or if that is just something that happened post-split.
Is this one of those where everybody knows the name and nobody's saying it?
Well.
Does it feel like that?
That's the thing, is nobody does know the name. Okay. However, recent Keith Urban performance has surfaced. He changed the lyrics to one of his songs. The song's called The Fighter. And he had said when he wrote the song that it was inspired by Nicole Kidman. But he changed the lyric. The original lyric was, "When they're trying to get to you, baby, I'll be the fighter." But he changed the lyric to, "When they're trying to get to you, Maggie, I'll be your guitar player."
Who's Maggie?
His utility guitar player and rising country star, Maggie Baugh.
No.
So I don't know. Maybe it's somebody in his band. That's just some Z's sleaze undercover sleuthing for you.
That's fantastic sleuthing.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. Okay, let's end on a happy note. Wheel of Fortune just had a big moment in history. Big wheels call for big moments in history.
What happened?
Well, they just had their biggest winner ever in their 43-season history last night. A contestant named Christina Derevyanchuk.
Yep.
Sure.
That's how it's a family name.
It's a family name. From Stamford, Connecticut, won a cash prize of $1,035,155. I bet.
They're going to miss you at work. She's quitting.
They're going to miss you at work. Well, she also got trips. She has trips to Montana and Tokyo.
Montana?
Montana! Hey, that's a long way from Stamford, Connecticut. She's only the fourth contestant in the show's history to earn the $1 million prize. And the first since Ryan Seacrest has taken over. So it's been a while.
Wow.
Congratulations, Christina. Derevyanchuk.
It's a family name.
It's a family name. From Connecticut.
You're a millionaire. Say goodbye to your employees and your fellow coworkers.
Don't
You're never
go
going
to
back.
That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
Songversations. Talking about music, talking about memories. You know, music sometimes just takes you to a specific moment in time. And this week, we want to go to that moment in time when you're cracking a cold one, maybe at the end of a long week. Maybe you're just going to the 60th annual Oktoberfest in the Amana Colonies.
Well, that matches producer Ben's song.
Yeah, it does.
Because we always answer songversations first. He's going with Barefoot Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman. And I don't know if they've been playing the Oktoberfest for 60 years, but they are a staple when you were in the Amana Colonies.
Somebody's got to be playing the accordion.
Yes.
I got to hear that kind of sound, that like oom-pa-pa kind of thing.
Take me back to how you landed on your beer drinking song.
Well, I was thinking I'm not much of a beer drinker, but if I went back to my beer drinking days, that'd probably be more like college.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking keg beer. I'm thinking Red Solo cups. I'm thinking party near a cornfield kind of situation. So back in my day, it would have probably been blaring on a speaker somewhere near the bonfire. We're listening to Chumbawamba Tub Thumping.
I live that exact life.
Right?
I mean, we are both rural Iowa kids. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Many of us have lived that life.
I think of beer sometimes as a reward for a job well done.
And it can be, friend.
This is the, I just finished mowing the lawn, or I just finally got home after a long week of work. And it's not this week where it's stupid hot for the time of year, but it's a little cooler. You still want to take advantage of your screened-in porch, and you crack a local craft brew, and you turn on Chicken Fried by Zach Brown, which is exactly what I'm enjoying. A cold beer on a Friday night while wearing jeans that fit just right, and the radio is turned up.
I don't know about the jeans, but I was like, I am there with you.
I didn't say tight.
He's wearing jeans that fit just right.
Fit right.
No shirt. He's slipping on a beer.
That is exactly how it would be. Just ask my backyard neighbors. They have seen that movie many times.
I have seen it so many times.
Your phone calls make all the difference as we enjoy Songversations. The question, what is your go-to beer drinking song?
So my song for Songversation that I love drinking a good beer to is Dropkick Murphy's Shipping Off to Boston.
Oh!
Yes!
Now, are you
great
having
answer.
A Sam Adams while enjoying that song?
No. You got to have a pint of Guinness, good sir.
Oh, a pint of Guinness, good sir. That is an excellent.
That's a good pick.
Selection.
Very good pick.
Excellent. Awesome. Thanks for the phone call.
Not a problem, guys. Have a good one.
You too. But
again, that's the thing about Songversations. Just him describing it, the music right here.
Yes.
I could see him having that dark, dark beer. A pint with just a little foam right at the top.
I can see it. I can see it. You can feel it when you hear that kind of beat of the music.
That's why we do Songversations, connecting those music and memories and putting them on the radio. What is your answer to that question? The conversation's happening on the Facebook page. Better yet, we would love to talk to you in studio. 200-1029, what's your go-to beer drinking song?
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.